Joining us for today's reality check is political and opinion editor Chad Blair of Honolulu Civil Beat. The online news service has a story about the breakup of the Damon Trust. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine, and happy 10th day of the pledge drive.
Yes.
Hope you guys are holding up okay.
Yes, happy Friday. Happy Aloha Friday. You know, you and I have both done stories, so many stories about
sure.
Bishop Estate and then the end of Campbell Estate, but Damon Estate, this should be interesting because there's a lot of family feuding.
Yeah, it doesn't get as much attention. I don't think as many people in Hawaii know about it unless they've lived here a long time. Even I thought I knew of pretty much a lot. But no, it turns out Kirsten Downey's story, which is what I'm reporting on today, is really a great deep dive back into this, really a legacy estate, the Damon Estate, the Damon Trust. And the reason why it's in the news is because while it was once valued at $900 million, boy, that's almost $1 billion, now the estate's trustees are seeking to approve a settlement and pay out something like 30 beneficiaries. There's about $15 million left, and a hearing is set for November 1st. But yes, there has been some infighting. There are a couple of dissident beneficiaries. Litigation has long surrounded the estate of Samuel Mills Damon. Remember that name, Samuel Mills Damon?
Yes, yes. And, you know, I think a lot of folks associate it with Manawa Gardens.
Well, that as well, they should, because when he passed from the scene, I think it was back in 1924, he donated the area, the Ahupua'a of Moanalua, which is huge. I mean, it includes Tripler, Mapunapuna, Salt Lake, parts of the International Airport. But yeah, absolutely, Moanalua Gardens, which all of us recognize, 9,000 acres total. And that was an enormous gift of philanthropy from Samuel Mills Damon when he left the scene. But still, money remains. And infighting to see if they can divide up that money peacefully. We'll hope that there will be a peaceful conclusion on that.
Yeah, and Samuel Damon had a link to the monarchy.
Absolutely. Involved with, he was a financier, by the way, by trade, and he was tied with Princess Bernice Pauahi Bishop. Of course, she of the Bishop Estate, Kamehameha School's fame. In fact, that is where the money came from. The bulk of her estate went to Kamehameha Schools, but not all of it. And so that is the tie-in there. He even had a role, according to Kirsten's story, advising Queen Liliuokalani, in fact, or encouraging her to give up the throne back when the 1893 overthrow happened. So he is an historic figure that really has been very instrumental in the way modern Hawaiian history has shaped out.
Now, as far as the holdings of the trust, I guess, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, do we?
No, the litigation has been something that has surrounded the case, and as can be expected with any huge pile of money that is when that's involved. But that's something that is scheduled, as I indicated, for November 1st. I should just mention, by the way, Kirsten also has this in her story. Remember the movie The Descendants, the George Clooney
yes.
film? Yeah, the one that was filmed here. And, of course, that was a famous book from Cowie Hemmings, the daughter of Fred Hemmings, the former state senator. Well, really, in many ways, The Descendants is sort of the tale, the fictional tale of what happened with the Damon family. Not word for word, but that's something that Kirsten brings up that I think helps the average reader and listener kind of tie in to understand why this is so important.
Yeah, and the Damon story, too, they've had some tragedy as well over the years.
Yeah, and I can't go into it too much, but I can tell you that Samuel Mills Damon's son was killed in a fight. He himself, it appears that he may have been losing it near the end, got kind of crazy, according to some people who knew. So as with any great family, there is sadness, there is tragedy. But you ought to read it. It's a terrific story up on our site today.
Okay, thanks so much, Chad. The Damon thanks. Drama saga. We'll see what happens yeah. November 1st.
Okay.
We were talking to Chad Blair, political and opinion editor at Honolulu Civil Beat. Again, read that story online at civilbeat.org.